Hey there, my friend, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome to the Daily Podcast. I'm glad you are here. Today, you and I need to talk about the difference between action orientation and state orientation. So I've been reading a fantastic book by Abigail Shira called Bad Therapy, and it's just been brilliant. It's really helped me to think deeply about how we think, the way that our thinking shapes our reality. And I came across some brilliant research from a Professor Linden at the University Hospital in Berlin, and it's about the difference between something called action orientation and state orientation. Let's make it really simple. An action orientation means that you focus only on the actions that you need to take to get something done. You don't focus on the state or the feelings. All right. So basically, it's super simple. It's if there's something important that you need to do, as I've said 1,000 times, you first need to understand that there's a good chance you may rarely feel like doing it. And when I read this long interview with Professor Linden, it was fascinating because he talked about the fact that we go around all the time thinking that we should be feeling happy most of the time, that we should always be like super pumped and jazzed about whatever it is we're supposed to be doing, and that life we should wake up every day feeling $1 million. And there's an irony here because this is a personal development podcast, but I'm realizing as I get older and as I read and think and experience more that life can be hard, right? And we're not always running around thinking this is great, everything's great all the time. And the other part of Professor Linden's research is that kind of the more you focus on, am I feeling happy? Statistically, in terms of a lot of empirical data, the less happy you're likely to be. So what the research is telling us is that we've got to focus much more on the action orientation, which means what needs to happen, what are the steps to make it happen, and just go and execute on that and focus on the steps and the process and not on the feelings. Because friends, some days you are going to feel $1 million. You're going to be eating right. You'll be exercising. Everything's just going to be amazing. I used to feel that a lot. I've said on previous podcasts, I'd be up really early. I'd do a 60, 70, 80K bike ride at a pretty high level with some great other people. Come back, have a coffee, have a hot shower. You feel great. But we're not always in that space and we can't stay in that space all the time. What we want to get good at is action orientation, is following the steps and ignoring the feelings. And if anything about what I'm saying jars a little bit, the reason it jars with people is because we have been raised and conditioned to believe that we should always be happy, that mental health must be optimized at all times, but it's not. We're human. It's a frail, broken world. There's going to be times when it all sucks and we don't feel great. And if we built a life around only executing when we feel like doing it, it's not going to be much of a successful life because you're going to be blown back and forward by the winds of your emotional states. You're going to be blustered around by how you're feeling. Another way this came home to me was just randomly, I was watching a short video with Dan Carter, and you may not be familiar with him. Dan Carter is arguably the greatest 5'8", it's a position in rugby, for the All Blacks, the New Zealand All Blacks. Rugby tragics listening might deny that he was, but pretty much it's consensus that he was the best of the best. And he's just going through this video about the process that he would follow to take kicks under very high pressure situations. So he's stepping through this video. He's watching a video of himself against the British and Irish Lions, which again, if you're not a rugby tragic, is like this huge thing that happens once every 10 years where the best British and Irish players play against either South Africa, Australia, or New Zealand. But there's this moment where everything's hinging on this one kick and there's 80,000 people in the stadium, and he's literally talking us through the exact process that he has followed. It's called Red Hat, Blue Hat. It's about a particular mental framework and some physical things that he does with his body. But what really jumped out at me was the action processes. The fact that the last thing he wanted to be doing was paying attention to his emotional states. He's really clear about it. He goes, as I came up there, I was thinking this, that, or the other. But there's just this profound sense that he was not going to let his emotional, psychological feeling states in any way get into this process. He was going to be just focused on the steps. And it's fascinating to watch. It's, oh, wow. Like, he is taking feelings out of the equation. He is taking that. And some of you are going, well, Jonathan, you're saying that we should just stop feeling? I go, no, you just want to use feelings when it's really appropriate to use them and when they're going to enrich and bless a circumstance. Plato used to say, and I've said this so many times, a beautiful quote from Greek philosophy was, feelings, excellent servants, but terrible masters. Our feelings are excellent servants. They give us data. But the great problem, and I lived under this for many years, was thinking that our feelings are accurate portrayals of life. They're just not. They're totally not. And there was some other research that I'll maybe bring in tomorrow's episode from a brilliant Russian female researcher just on the untrustability. I can't believe I just created that as a word. The fact that our emotions are just so variable. And they gave an example. It's like getting one of those, you know, those desk chairs that have like wheels on the bottom, like you've got four wheels on the bottom of the chair and it slides around. And imagine it's like a timber floor and you're using that chair. You ever done this? You had to get something off a shelf and there's nothing else around. And did you try to use a chair? You remember that feeling, like how completely unstable it is? It's like her thesis is that our emotions are a bit like that when it comes to decision-making, that they're just not a stable platform. They're not a stable basis for executing on what really matters. So I can promise you, there are times when I've come into the studio where things have been awesome. Like I've had my training and it's great. And I'll tell you the truth. I came into the studio today. Karen's been in another city for 2 days recording a new project. We still got three young kids. I have done more driving in the last 48 hours than like most of the Formula One circuit combined. It's one of my kids does horse riding in another time zone. It's I drove forever. Last night they had church youth groups and just things and driving, and we're in the middle of this massive storm system at the moment. So I drove to the studio today and it's like raining and I'm like, I didn't get training in. And I'm like, do I let this episode get hijacked by emotions, by my state? No. What's the process? The process is have good stuff to prepare, have the equipment ready, have the team here ready to go. And just come in and remind myself for the process. What's the process? I want to serve you. The process is that I want to be a blessing to you. I want to enrich your life in some way. That's the process. It's not dependent on my feelings. It's something I've committed to. So friends, that's today's message. I want you to get out of state and emotional orientation. Learn to stop listening to yourself. I've done this in previous podcasts. I've got to get good at this. I am teaching you this because I am the kind of person who historically has been blown in every possible direction by my own emotions. And I am saying no more. I'm saying this will be this way. This ends with me. Tomorrow will be different. And I mean it. I'm teaching you this because I'm passionate about it, because I've seen what chaos it can have in my own life. So I want you to get, like, identify the steps that matter in significant things, right? In your marriage, in your parenting, in your business, in your career, in your friendships. Just do the process and learn to ignore the feelings. I guess the question, the pushback is, when do we use our feelings? Guess what? You'll figure it out. There are times when they serve you and they are data. They are data into the system. They are good inputs, but they are terrible masters. So stay on the process. Identify what matters. Execute. Now, execute on this. Please make sure you subscribe. If you're hearing this and you haven't subscribed, shame on you. Angels are crying. It's your fault. You need to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button right now. You can find me on Instagram. Just look up Jonathan Doyle Daily Podcast. I think it's on YouTube. And look at my website, jonathandoyle.co. You can book me to speak, training for staff, businesses, consultancy stuff. It is all on the website, jonathandoyle.co. And if you are on Instagram, you can find me, one word, J Doyle Speaks. One word, J Doyle Speaks. Go check it out, my friend. God bless you. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Daily Podcast. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.